two major returns on Dynamite. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. A big welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
AEW.
Jon Moxley returned to pro wrestling last night, and he is already set for his first match back. He'll take on Ethan Page on a live episode of Rampage coming up on Friday. Cody Rhodes also returned to Dynamite last night and set up a ladder match against Sammy Guevara for the undisputed TNT Championship on next Wednesday's Dynamite. AEW Women's Champion Dr. Britt Baker and Adam Cole beat Chris Statlander and Orange Cassidy last night. Cole pinned Cassidy after a low blow and the boom, but that's not enough for Cole. Cassidy inadvertently put Baker through a table during the match. Cole now wants revenge, so he and Cassidy will meet in a lights-out match on next week's Dynamite. The Acclaimed, the number one ranked tag team in AEW, went down last night. They were beaten by Sting and Darby Allin. Also last night, CM Punk beat Sean Spears in a matter of seconds. Malakai Black and Brody King beat the Varsity Blondes. Lance Archer beat Frankie Kazarian. And Serena Deeb beat Sky Blue. The Gun Club staged an attack on Christian Cage on the arena's loading dock. And Matt Hardy announced he has sold a 51% stake in the Hardy family office to Andrade El Idolo. It will now be known as the AHFO.
WWE.
The Heritage Cup Championship is on the line on today's NXT UK. Noam Dar defends against the former champion, A-Kid. Also announced for the show, Pretty Deadly versus Sam Gradwell and a partner of his choosing. Walter is officially Gunther. Just Gunther. The new name is now on his profile on WWE.com. Shane Strickland, who was known as Isaiah Swerve Scott in WWE, is set to appear at the next Terminus show coming up on February 24th.
Impact Wrestling.
The original Ring of Honor World Championship is on the line on tonight's Impact Wrestling. Jonathan Gresham defends the title against Steve Macklin in a pure rules match. Also on tonight's Impact, Josh Alexander versus Charlie Haas, Tasha Steeles versus Chelsea Green, and Joe Doring and Doc Gallows versus Heath and Rhino. Before the Impact has Jordynne Grace defending the Digital Media Championship against Lady Frost.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan returns to Access TV tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, right after Impact Wrestling. It's going to be a classic episode featuring the Chris Jericho-Kenny Omega match from Wrestle Kingdom 12. New Japan's Golden Series tour begins on Thursday. It is a free show on New Japan World. The Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer reports that Konnan is recovering from heart surgery related to a recent bout with COVID-19. Meanwhile, Marshall and Ross Von Erich are off of MLW's tapings in Dallas coming up this weekend after they tested positive for COVID. Tonight's MLW Azteca has an MLW tag title match, 5150 defending against Aerostar and Drago. Also on tonight's episode, the Black Hand of Contra, Mods Kruger versus Bestia 666 in a Tijuana street fight. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 20th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.